Artist Ivan Rosipsky spent time in Powell River Public Library's foyer earlier this month carving a slab of red cedar as part of an exploration project called Carving Lost Family History, Carving a Path to Reconciliation. The carving incorporates Rosipsky's Heltsuk Nation and Ukrainian familial roots. According to the project's mission statement, this carving event is part of a larger research project initiated by Rosipsky, the Canadian Institute of Ukrainian Studies, and the University of the Fraser Valley. The goal of the project is to research and draw attention to Ukrainian and indigenous cultural and historical revival in the face of colonialism. Rosipsky was contacted by an old friend from Powell River, Keith Carlson, who is the principal investigator for the project and a professor of history at the University of the Fraser Valley. Carlson actually watched me blossom into my native culture and learning, said Rosipsky. I've got a lot of projects in the school system and around the community. Rosipsky came to the Kathet region from Bella Bella with his mother 46 years ago. My mother married a Ukrainian and she lost her indigenous status. That's how it went back then, said Rosipsky. In 2001, I was up in Alert Bay learning about myself, healing myself, and then I ended up learning about the residential schools that my mother went to. After his journey of healing, Rosipsky said he bought two carving knives and came back to Powell River, where he met Nuuchan Nulth carver Art Thompson. My timing was perfect, so I started volunteering and that was the beginning of my carving career, said Rosipsky. At the time of an interview with The Peak on November 21, Rosipsky had a Ukrainian crest partially carved into the middle of the large slab and had plans to carve images symbolizing Heltsuk culture in the four corners of the rectangular piece of wood. These are Heltsuk crests. The eagle, the raven, the whale and the wolf, said Rosipsky. They are like a family last name, I'm Eagle family. Rosipsky said he didn't know a lot about his father's Ukrainian side of the family, and that's why Alexis Clausen, a Canadian Institute of Ukrainian Studies student from the University of Alberta, was tasked to dig into his Ukrainian family history. What she found was historically fascinating, but at the same time difficult for Rosipsky to take in. It's very powerful. I'm starting to find out about my dad's side. He came to Canada as a refugee after World War II, said Rosipsky. My grandparents were put in concentration camps, both of them were Ukrainian farmers. Rosipsky said the researcher found out that his grandmother would have been put in the infamous concentration camp Auschwitz because of a tattoo she had on her arm. He said he finds that the First Nations' experience of having their children taken away and put into residential schools is an interesting comparison to what's happening right now in Ukraine. Since the Russian invasion in 2022, the International Criminal Court has accused Russia of abducting Ukrainian children and taking them back to Russia. Carlson, who is also a Tier 1 Canada Research Chair in Indigenous and Community Engaged History, said he applied for a grant open to anyone studying Ukrainian Indigenous relations. That's when he thought of Rosipsky. I knew Ivan when I was a kid and knew he is now a carver, and so I contacted Ivan and we put together the idea for the project, said Carlson. The idea was to help repatriate that family history back to Ivan, and then he could create a piece of art that would tell a story. That would hopefully be thought-provoking to students and the general public about colonialism and imposition, from both his mother's side in Canada and what happened in Ukraine. Carlson said it's helpful for students and the public to see history and how it plays out in a broader perspective. We're trying to emphasize that some things about the process of colonization have similarities but some things are different, added Carlson. Ukraine has been colonized by so many different powers over the past 200 years, it's a very complicated story. Rosipsky will be finishing the piece at Brooks Secondary School on December 10 and 11. Join the Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.